Easy money. It's about to be a surgical summer. Chop the tops off the coupes. The 488. The spider joint. And you know we gotta cut the heads off these snakes, right? Watch the body drop. Drug dealing aside, goose writing aside, let's have a heart to heart about your pride. Even though you're multi, I see that your soul don't look alive. The M's count different when baby divides the pie. Wait, let's examine why your music for the past few years been angry and full of lies. I started at the home front, I'm on one. Dennis Graham, stay off the gram, bitch, I'm on one. You mention wedding ring like it's a bad thing. Your father walked away at five, hell of a dad thing. Marriage is something that Sandy never had, Drake. How you a winner, but she keep coming in last place. Monkey suit, Dennis, you parade him. A Steve Harvey suit, nigga, made him. Confused, always felt you weren't black enough. Afraid to grow it cause your fro wouldn't nap enough. Since you name drop my fiance, let them know who you chose as your Beyonce. Sophie knows better as your baby mother. Cleaned her up for IG, but the stench is on her. A baby's involved, it's deeper than rap. We talking character, let me keep with the facts. You are hiding a child, let that boy come home. Deadbeat motherfucker playing border patrol. Ooh! Adonis is your son, and he deserves more than an Adidas press run. That's real. Love that baby, respect that girl. Forget she's a porn star, let her be your world. Yeah. How dare you put yay in my verses? I'm selfish, I want all of the curses. I'm pre-booking the churches, me versus three hearses. If we all go to hell, it'll be worth it. Already aligned with the greats. And on that same note, the only ones I chase are two ghosts. Still giving you classics, that's the only thing that dates me. OVO 40, hunched over like he 80. Tick, tick, tick. How much time he got, that man is? Sick, sick, sick. I got the devil flow, nigga. Sick, sick, sick. Surgical summer with it. Snip, snip, snip. And you don't really want it with him. Surgical summer volume one. We gonna take this slow. We just gonna peel it back layer by layer.
There's more?
Yeah. Daytona. Album of the motherfucking year. You talking about you upset. Well, I want to see what it's like when you get angry, okay? You show me that. Push.
Well, what up, though? iHeart Miko podcast, episode 119. Today's May 30th. It's technically May 31st because it's 12:36 a.m. But damn. This is like real rap beef is what I'm hearing. And a lot of shots were fired by Pusha T, and, I was told to talk about it. So I wanted to call on my homeboy Hustle. A lot of people have been requesting him on the show for a minute to talk basketball, but, Hustle has a very opinionated mind about music, everything for the most part. So I figured this would be a great time to have him on. But first, let me thank you guys for tuning in. Hey, I know this is not Monday. I'm giving you an extra episode because you guys were all in my mentions and my DMs asking me to get on and try to get Tax on. And I really have been trying really hard to get in touch with him. And I can't. And the only explanation I have is that he's in the box, more than likely. I wish our prison system allowed us to find out those kind of things. Like, you know, when you go in the box, it's usually like minimum 30 days. So when your loved one just disappears and doesn't call or, you know, text or email or anything, and you get worried about them, especially with everything that you hear that's going on in the prison system with them, you know, people just committing suicide, and we know that's some bullshit, you know, a lot of them being murdered. So I'm just hoping that he's okay. I would have loved to have his opinion on this. I know that you guys really wanted it. I wanted it too. I'm sure he could have made it make a lot of sense to me. But I'm just going to ask all the right questions, hopefully. I'm the dumb girl that doesn't really like hip-hop. I like hip-hop, but not like Pusha T type of hip hop. Like, I'm more of the Drake side of hip hop, and I can tell you still that this was flames. Like, it was very disrespectful. It was personal. You know, he dissed his mom, his dad. Like, it was a lot. And I know, I just want to know what's next, honestly. What happens after this? I don't get it. But I was going to have Hustle on to give me the nigga side, I guess, because I don't have enough. So let me call him up. Hopefully he fucking answers the phone, because Hustle is, he's tricky. Let's just say that. Hustle's tricky.
Renee, what it do?
What up?
What's going on? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you good. How are you?
Okay. I'm pretty awesome. Can't do no complaining.
No
complaints. Everything is everything.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so thanks for joining me. I know it's late. What time is it there? 11:30 in Dallas?
Yeah, 11:39.
Yeah. So we on late tonight. How you been, though?
That's what we do.
We roll up and talk. Usually just us talking about this shit. Now, like, it's like we gonna record it now instead of just talking about it ourselves, right?
Type shit. Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
So how you been since the last time you was on? You've been getting requested, you know, by a couple of people that really been wanting you on. So I was like, that's why I text you. Like, yo, you trying to get on?
Yeah, I appreciate it. I've been good, man. I've just been grinding. Working, man, progressing. If I complained about this, y'all laugh at me.
Okay, then don't even complain. So, obviously the playoffs have started. I mean, the finals are going to start tomorrow, and I definitely want to get your opinion on the matchup. We'll talk 30 minutes of basketball, and then we'll talk 30 minutes of bullshit. So this is sports and bullshit, pretty much. So we're gonna get to the bullshit first, because that's the fun part. Really, because then the other part gonna get personal, I feel like. So you already know. So when I did the intro, I introed the episode with Pusha T's diss track, Adi Don. And I know that when I texted you and I was like, is there anything besides the playoffs that you want to talk about? And you just said Pusha. I'm like, that's it? And you were like, yep. Like, damn, there's so many other things that took place in the last, like, I recorded on Monday, so it's only Wednesday. So much has happened in 48 hours. I was like, oh, my God, so many things I could talk about. But, you know, a lot of my listeners definitely wanted this opinion from Tax, but I can get in touch with him. So I'm like, nah, I think that you would give some good advice, because I have questions. First, what did you think about the first diss track that Pusha put out?
Oh, man, I like the Daytona whole album here, all seven tracks. Like,
okay,
man, yeah, Kanye's back. I was like, you know, I know you're not rocking with my guy, but hell yeah, I love that. Infrared was nice.
I can separate music from personal. Okay. I think that Kanye has some good hits. I'm just not a fan. There's not enough of them for me to be considering him a fan, like someone that I really like. Other people think he's had multiple great albums. I don't agree, but yeah, I mean,
Infrared was like a prelude. That was like an intro. He's knocking on the door, just letting everybody know he was coming in.
Okay, and do you like? I don't understand why he just took his time to diss Drake at this moment. Is there a reason? Did I miss something in hip hop?
I mean, every album he dropped out, he always say something about Lil Wayne and Birdman and Drake.
Why?
Like, I mean, I don't know what the issue stem from. I think, I don't know. He's been knowing they've been getting fucked, because shit, every album he used to talk about it back then, saying, you know, he made that diss song Exodus 23-1, whatever, talking about Drake now. I mean, he's always made songs talking about them for some reason.
Don't you
I don't
think
know
that's
why.
Weird? That's not weird.
I'm pretty sure it comes from something, because when I be on YouTube, it always shows what started the beef between them. So it's something that happened with them. Because remember, that made the song when they first came out, though. What happened to that boy? Birdman.
That was my shit right there. That's I like Pusha when he was with the Clips. Like, I like that guy. This drug dealing dude that's kind of like, he doesn't talk about women. Like, he don't talk about fucking. He don't really, like, get me to be a fan. I don't know how I'm supposed to be a fan of his. Like, how?
Yeah, he's just straight dope selling. Yeah, for the most part. Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, I can't relate. I really can't relate to it at all. Like, I don't know how much an ounce of crack or heroin or coke. I don't know any of those prices. All I know is weed. So I can't really relate. I don't get it. I don't know why we're still selling drugs if we're Pusha T. Why is he still selling drugs, by the way? Is he not good? Like, is he not up?
I don't think he sells drugs anymore, but he just probably rapping about his life. Like, that was
what he used to do. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was his life.
Why? What does he do now? What does he do now?
He runs good music.
So why doesn't he rap about what he does now?
I mean, nobody want to hear about that.
Oh, okay.
We'd rather hear about that. You can relate to it, shit.
Okay, this is a typical thing. Every time he puts an album out, he takes a shot at Young Money, Cash Money people for whatever reason. So then Drake has never responded before, right?
Nah, he never responded.
So when he responded this time, the diss was pretty good. I thought it was pretty good. You know, I thought
Go ahead. It was decent.
Yeah.
It was pretty decent for Drake.
Yeah, and I didn't think that it was like a finishing blow. Like, Drake is calculated is what I was saying. I'm like, okay, he said this. This is like to kick it off to see what he's going to come with next. And then Pusha comes with this. Now, let me just say this, and I don't know why people, this is new. The two biggest things about the story are not new. The blackface photo shoot, I saw that when he first came out. I already saw that, and he explained it away about some campaign or do something, whatever. Nobody cared then because he was Aubrey at the time. Now he's Drake. Now he's Champagne Poppy, so it matters. And also, these rumors about him having the porn star pregnant, that came out too. She had already said that he was trying to force her to have an abortion and blah, blah, blah. Why are we shocked that I guess I'm what I'm more concerned with, and it's like none of it's really my business, but if he's not paying child support, that's kind of fucked up. That's the only thing that I feel like I would even care about. Like, if he doesn't like post his child on social media, why is that my business?
I mean, it's not that it posted, it just depends on the status. Like, that's big because of stature of him. You know, you got to realize, and for a minute, it looked like Drake was damn near kind of falling off. Nobody wanted to really listen. Like, nobody was really checking for Drake like that on some real
shit. Drake always gives us the summer.
But God's plan, that gimmick, kind of made people like him again.
Well, you know, I feel like this is a business. You know, entertainment is a business, and I've seen other rappers that are falling off in different ways do things to put their name back in the conversation and the discussion. Are we saying that Drake is not allowed to do the things that other rappers do?
No, it is. He's not like a really a rapper. He's a boat. You know, he's both like
a
Chris
boat.
Brown. You know. Yeah, he's crossover.
Yes.
I'm saying this to say this. Just, do you see how Chris Brown acts with his daughter?
Yes.
That's what it's like. It's like, okay, shit, regardless, nigga, you like an influence for the world. Like, Drake is like influencing one of the biggest people in the world. You have a child and you don't, now it's kind of weird that they don't when you don't see that because that's usually the most.
What if he doesn't? What if he's embarrassed that he got a porn star pregnant? He's really embarrassed and the nigga ain't really been able to come around to accepting that. You know, Champagne Poppy really knocked up a porn star.
That's what I said. Well, you need to look in the mirror. You making videos talking about God's plan. you paint your face black. That's some weird shit, nigga. You lost. Literally, you did this. You lost. Like, that's weird. You got a child. I'm not going to be ashamed of my child.
We don't really know. Like, we don't know if he's ashamed. Like, all we know is that he hasn't posted the child. And I feel like that's a timing thing for them. Like, what if, I don't know. I guess it's like me, for example. When I gave Aiden his own Instagram and I started posting him on social media, I opened myself up to people judging and saying things and being disrespectful and you having to deal with that. So I'm thinking, like, not just Drake, anybody in that celebrity, like Beyonce, look how long it took before that she would post her kids. Like, people have to do that on their own different time.
We don't even know she had. That's a whole lot of question with them.
But why is that our business?
It's not our business. It's not our business. We're just trying to say that it goes against the norm. I don't know too many men. They first child, they're not going to be hella excited. I don't know
shit,
too many men.
If it was
men,
a porn star, I wouldn't be excited about that shit. And she not even really lit like that either.
But he was raw dog, and he's doing.
How do we know? How do we know all these things? How?
I don't know, man.
Hip hop is so confusing to me. Hip hop is very confusing to me. Okay,
you got to get. How can you, as a woman, as a mother, you as a mother give somebody a pass?
I didn't give him anything. All I'm simply saying the baby allegedly was born due in October. So if it's been 7 months, it's been 7 months since the baby is born. I don't know what's happening with the mother. Maybe they beefing. Maybe he ain't never seen the baby. Maybe they going through some court shit. She lives in a whole nother country. I don't know the dynamic. So I need more proof that he's a deadbeat. I need to know that he's not paying child support before I actually get mad at him and start feeling a way about him as a person. I don't know that these things are true. Now, it sounds great on the track, like this is a diss. Like, you know, but what happens if we find out that Drake the kid might be living with him, but he just ain't been posting it? Does that make it better for y'all?
I feel like he wouldn't have put it out there like that. He had too much evidence. I feel like dude had too much evidence to put the track out there like that.
But
I feel like he calculated.
See, yeah, it does. It seems very calculated.
I'm saying in the industry, I feel like in the industry, they know this. All this shit that Pusha said, I feel like everybody in the industry knows it. But the world didn't really know it.
Okay.
So you might have known it because you followed Drake. But the world didn't know here. I didn't know he had a porn star pregnant.
I heard about it just from the blog and stuff. It was alleged the girl was the one that was speaking out saying he's trying to get me to have an abortion. And it was never made to be true. People say stuff all the time, but that doesn't mean it's true. But I heard about it. Heard about it. And so that's why I'm like, why is everybody surprised about this? This is the same girl that was saying he was trying to make her have an abortion. She refused. And here's the baby. It's the perfect timing of when it all happened. And I was just like, okay, so he just hasn't shared it with us. Like, how do we know that he's a deadbeat? I need proof. That's what it is. Probably. He might be ashamed. He might be ashamed. Can we discuss some other parts of the song? The fact that first of all, Drake went at his fiance, right?
Yeah.
Now, I don't remember the bar. Do you remember the bar?
Not really.
He said something about Pusha T's fiance. So that's why he felt validated for going after his parents, because now everybody's saying that Pusha T went too far, too below the belt when he went at his mom about never being married and, you know, just having a bastard child. The nigga left. The dad is being paraded around Instagram and Steve Harvey monkey suits and all this shit. Like, those are not low blows. Those are not low blows to me. I'm so sorry. There are no low blows in a fight. Like, if you come and swing a knife at me and cut me and I shoot you in your motherfucking head, guess what? Don't cut me with no knife. Period.
It just seemed harsh coming from you. Just hearing you rehash this.
Yes. He diced his family up, my nigga. Like, he diced his mom up, his dad. Oh, God. It's so embarrassing. Have you seen... The internet is undefeated, first of all. Have you seen all the fucking memes and the jokes and everything? It is hilarious.
Did you see the text message?
Which one?
Like, Q. We need to write another diss song. I'm sorry about using you in a duper freestyle.
This is just it's entertaining to me. And my biggest thing is, like, hip hop just confuses me. You know, like I was talking to Brent. Brent has been forcing the clips on me for a long time, trying to force me to be a fan. He's talking about Pusha T is one of the greatest lyricists. He's in the top five lyricists. Is he?
Oh, yeah. He in my top 10. Like, yeah. But currently, yeah. Oh, yeah. I listen to every album he's come out with.
So he was basically. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I check with it. I like his rap flow. You can understand every letter. Like, and it's just, you can tell he writes. Like, man. Yeah. His wordplay. It's pretty good.
Okay, yeah, so I disagree. I don't really like listening to his music. It's boring to me, and it's about coke and birds and grams and words and yeah, whatever. I don't know how y'all can't get I don't know. It doesn't do it for me. It just doesn't. And that doesn't mean he's not great. I'm not going to say he's not great. I can't get into it. Like, I don't even like Jay-Z's songs where he was talking about that kind of stuff. I think it's whack. I like the partying Jay-Z or the emotional Jay-Z. That's what I call him. You know, some of his true hip-hop albums are good, but I would never listen to them shits in entirety, never. It's too much crack selling and dumb shit that I don't get into. But Drake, however, is someone that I do listen to, and I know that he typically wasn't the type to respond to beef, and he flamed Meek Mill. Apparently, this is not Meek Mill. So, this is a battle. Now, should Drake respond to this? Should he, like, what do you do now?
I don't know, man, because you don't know what else he got up his sleeve.
Yeah. Did you see a video that came out? I saw this online, and I'm hoping my editor finds it or, you know, puts it up for you guys to see it. But there was a video of Drake walking, like, looked like some kind of parking lot with a white boy, and he stopped, and Drake, like, felt him up. And the boy looked at him, and Drake gave him, like, the dreamy eyes, like, yeah, I want to fuck.
Man, shit, you.
I'm not kidding.
You should have been here and sent me this video.
I'm not kidding. I just literally just saw it while I was waiting for you to let me know that you were ready to record. I swear, I just saw it, and it creeped me the fuck out. I saved it. I have it. I'm going to send it to you when we get done. But yeah, and I'm just like, oh my God, what else is out there? Like, should Drake just chill? He got an album coming out. Like, this is if he responds and the diss isn't, like, great, it's like career suicide.
I don't know. His album still might be good, though. You just never know. Like,
if it's R&B Drake, I'm getting it. I don't care what you guys say. I'm getting it. If it's R&B Drake,
we know that. I mean, all that don't really matter. At the end of the day, people still gonna listen to them about the music, because Meek Mill is doing just fine. Uh-huh. He got fans. He got it's just entertainment at the end of the day.
Do you remember?
Just, you know.
Go ahead. Do you remember back in the day in our group chat? Who I used to say that Drake was from the 90s and 2000 era. Do you remember that at all?
Who? I'm trying to think.
I said that he was Ja Rule.
You said, oh.
Do you remember that?
I don't remember that. Yes. I don't remember that, but that's a perfect.
Because he's the exact same artist. It's just at the time that Ja Rule was out, it wasn't cool to be that thug R&B nigga like that. Like, it was not, it was corny. That was back when hip hop was aggressive and angry and all that shit. And now, you know, hip hop has definitely taken a more androgynous, feminine role, as you can see all these niggas, the hella questionable niggas that's running hip hop right now. So Drake is at home right now. And I was like, yo, if Ja Rule was in this era right now, he would be competing with Drake so hard right now. Like, he would be his competition. Because he's the same artist.
He might need to make an album.
Yeah, he might want to just come on back. I'm here for it. I'm still here for it. Because Ja Rule had fucking hits.
Oh, that one with R. Kelly. I mean, that with Bobby Brown.
Oh, God. Oh, when they got off the plane, off the jet.
Oh, that video.
Oh, my God.
That classic. Bobby got off the gig.
Gigging, nigga.
What you mean?
Bobby was like, Bobby was so animated. Man, he was so fun. So anyways, let's move on past this beef. I have too many questions that I don't have enough hip hop information for it. And Thank you, though, for attempting to assist me. There's a couple of other topics I want to get into before we talk about the playoffs. Did you see that Jay-Z, there's a kid who, he's 24, and his mom says that Jay-Z is the dad, that she fucked him in Brooklyn at his auntie house in 1992. And I guess whoever his real dad was, who she thought was a dad, did a paternity test and found out he's not the dad. So they're saying it's Jay-Z's dad for sure. But Jay-Z is refusing to take the paternity test. So now this kid has brought this into court, and now a judge will get to decide if Jay-Z has to take the paternity test or not.
That's been going on for like three years now.
Yeah. Why won't he just take the test if it's not his kid?
I mean, I think he knows he...
What happens to Jay-Z if we find out he's not claiming his child? Are we going to destroy him like everyone's trying to destroy Drake?
I mean...
Is he still going to be the king?
He's going to blow over like everything else.
So he's still going to be everybody's dad?
Well, you ain't shit.
I ain't sure.
Damn, that is true, though. He's like, damn, that's tough.
Yeah. I know you heard about Roseanne's show being canceled.
Who?
Roseanne Barr.
Oh, yeah, everybody.
So you saw the thing she called, one of Obama's, whoever she was.
Yeah, I see it about
she worked for Obama, Muslim. And she said that she looks like a Muslim mixed with a monkey or something. And Roseanne has said multiple racial things, calling people monkeys. Her ex-husband even said it in an interview recently. He's like, this ain't the first time she done referenced a black person with a monkey. Like, she's an alt-right. She's one of those racist motherfuckers. Like, her ex-husband said that. And then now Donald Trump, of course, had to make it about him, saying, oh, well, you know, because they ended up apologizing to the woman that Roseanne offended. And so Trump is like, why didn't I get an apology when people say shit about me? It's like, shut your orange ass up, my nigga. Like, shut the fuck up. But what I don't understand.
He said that in a news conference?
He literally tweeted it. That's his news conference.
Oh.
He tweeted it and said, when Kathy Griffin was flaming him, remember she had the decapitated head when she was on that show? Did you see that? I was talking about didn't give him an apology, but they gave this woman an apology. He's such a bitch nigga. There's so many bitch niggas out here eating all this soy, man. This shit is bad for y'all. But fuck Roseanne, though. I used to love that show. Like, I really, growing up, I used to watch the show all the time. And, you know, it was always funny, but you could always tell she was a low-key racist. You know, and now she's like, I've done so many things in the black community to help for equality. Shut the fuck up, bitch. It's a lot of people. Oprah does it, too, and she don't like us, so shut up. Anyway.
You know, the older you get, the harder it becomes to hold that shit in.
Yeah. I don't think people understand that. They think that, like, it's somehow going to go away. No, nigga, it's not going away. Kim Kardashian meets with Donald Trump today. Did you see that? She just flew right on in to the fucking White House. Hey, you guys got a second? I want to talk to you about prison reforms. I want to get this one lady who I think she's, you know, she only had small crime and she's been in jail for 20 years. And could you just pardon her, please? Thank you so much, President. My nigga. It's so many fucking people that would love to sit down with this bitch ass nigga and talk to him about prison reforms. But he chooses to take a meeting with Kim Kardashian. This is America.
We got rid of Meek Mill denied.
This is so embarrassing. Like, I am embarrassed to be an American. Like, Kim Kardashian can fucking get a meeting with the president in 24 hours. Kim fucking Kardashian. What the fuck are we doing with this? What the fuck are we doing, dog? Talking about prison reforms. Bitch, sit your motherfucking ass down. You don't have a clue what the fuck is going on with prison with black people. I'm sure Kanye is probably telling you those people were in jail because they deserve to be there. Shut the fuck up.
It's just weird. Like, the shit is, it feels like a clown contest.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
What the? Man, I was like, this is the country. This is big. Kim Kardashian, like, is meeting to discuss.
It's embarrassing. It is truly like a joke. It seems like I thought it was a joke. I was just like, there's no fucking way this is real.
So in hindsight, so how do you think people would have reacted if Meek Mill would have met with him?
I think that people would have been offended because, you know, at some point you have to figure out that he doesn't mean anything good. Like, he's not, he thinks so low of us. Why even give him that? All he's going to do is spin that whole meeting and make it like you, like he could spin it whatever way he wants. So if you go into it with this pro-black mentality and try to check him for some things, all he's going to do is spin it and call you all kind of names. And if you don't, he's going to say, he's my pal. We're friends. Look at all the blacks loving me. They fucking love me. They all want to come sit and talk with me. All the blacks. I help all my blacks. He always, my African-American. That's what he calls us. My African-American. You know, he just, why even talk to a fucking buffoon like that? Nothing's going to come of it. You know, nothing.
That's why I don't even want to talk about it or get mad about it. It's like, it's just, this shit, it just don't make sense, man, for me just to even team and discuss it, to give it energy.
Right.
I don't like negative energy, so I'll be trying to, man, look right past that shit.
Do you remember when Trump and all his government officials were saying that death toll in Puerto Rico was only 64 people and everybody was panicking? Yeah, they're out of water. They have no electricity still, but only 64 people have died. Well, it turns out 4,645 people are dead. They lied. They lied.
That's major.
Yeah.
When I say that's major.
Yeah.
Oh man. I was reading, I was like, damn, like this. He still, somebody wrote a letter from there, one of the officials from Puerto Rico wrote a letter talking about it.
Yeah,
and Trump still ain't.
It's because we control the news. We control the news, and people need to understand that they're only going to give you what they want you to know. All the other information, you're going to have to go dig it up yourself. You're going to have to go find out. They are not going to give you the truth. Not in this country. Not never. Let me jump back on this Kardashian train. Ben Simmons is dating Kendall Jenner. Is it a wrap for his career?
Nah, it's a wrap.
That Kardashian Jenner pussy does something to you. I'm convinced now. I'm convinced.
I don't need to lie to you, man. Hey, man. Say, I might, if she, one of them come throw it my way, I might have to just, I don't know.
You might have to taste it.
I might have to see if it's kicking out.
You want to see what the thrill is, what the big deal is?
I don't know. Man, this motherfucker went from Blake Griffin to Ben Simmons. Like,
nigga, that pussy. The thing is, they all going with her too. Like, you know, I was having a little debate online with niggas, and they always trying to talk shit about women and like, these hoes ain't loyal. These bitches be, you know, getting flown out and getting fucked and blah, blah. Who's flying them out though? Who? Who?
I mean, you know.
Why? Why you mad that you flying them out? I hate when niggas be making like hip hop. They have songs and they talk about how when they go to the club and they got all the bottles and the bitches come flocking. They want, you know, they want to be in my section. Nigga, you standing up on the couch jumping, nigga. Like, look at me. I got all the bottles, ladies. Like, you, that's a pigeon call. When you clink them fucking Moet bottles together, nigga, every time you clink them bottles, another pigeon come over. Like, y'all acting like that's not what you want.
They ready.
And then when they come over there to be the hoes that you knew that they were, now you talking shit.
Like,
I don't get you guys. I don't get hip hop. I don't get a lot of shit that y'all do. It's like you can't shit on. And another thing, let me get this off too while I'm on a tangent about this shit. Why is it cool and dope and inspiring when a nigga in the hood is selling crack to his own people coming up and he just doing it to survive? But when a bitch is stripping or something, like she's a hoe, oh my God, I can't believe she's doing that. Nigga, she doing it to survive. She don't know how to sell crack. It's not her lane. But she got a fat ass and niggas want to see it clap. So why the fuck are you mad? At least it's legal. No one's dying. What's up with these double standards with niggas?
Why you keep trying to hate? You just want to hate men, Chad.
No, I'm just saying I'm sick of y'all with the double standards. No, some of these shit's getting on my nerves.
You paint a picture for one perspective.
Give me the other side then. I want to hear it.
Shit. What about the women who say they want a good nigga, or they want this, or they want this type of dude, but they chasing the athlete? Or the woman who... I'm just saying the same thing. We a male, we got up with it. Or the woman, she don't want a good nigga until she got three kids, two baby daddies, need a vaginal rejuvenation.
Oh my God.
Like, shit, she done, whatever it may be, I'm just saying, like, it goes both ways. Like, this is a cruel world that we live in.
So we should stop judging each other then. So we should stop judging each other.
That's it.
Right? I'm with that.
That's what, it's a process. A man don't understand. Most men don't mature. Minds don't mature enough to understand a woman's truth. Especially a man who grew up. If a man grew up, I feel like most men who grew up privileged or grew up like this really not going to understand a woman's truth. But a person who grew up, depending on how he grew up, he understands shit. She had to get out the porch. That's what they gonna do.
Yeah.
Strip.
Whatever the money that comes in quick, like drug dealing. Like, it's the same hustle, if you ask me. Pussy selling
exactly
like crack.
What it is.
What else? Okay. Demi Moore. Did you ever see a video of Demi Moore kissing this little 12-year-old little boy all in the mouth? I'm talking about the most sexual kisses I've ever seen. She was just talking about how she met him and they've been best friends and inseparable ever since. And they was like, when'd you meet him? She was like, 3 weeks ago. It's a 12-year-old, okay? She a grown up. She's kissing this thing all in the mouth. And I'm thinking to myself, why isn't she in jail? Why isn't there the Me Too movement going after her? Matter of fact, I need to pull this up. I need you to just hear it because you don't even got to see it. You can just hear it. Okay. I don't know if it's going to play while you're on the phone.
Oh my God. This is classic.
Here we go. Here we go. Let's see if it plays while you're on the phone.
One more time.
Yeah. They're kissing right now. Like making out, tongue kiss.
Tongue kiss?
Yeah. This is her and another white bitch singing Over the Rainbow. Just listen.
Maybe just because I love them all and I hope they all love me.
We do love them.
And I love them.
Another kiss. They making out. Listen.
Man, listen. No, I gotta see the video.
Listen.
Because he's one of my most favorite people. My wife is one of my most favorite people. For about 3 weeks.
It's not a good sound.
Like barely at all. We can't hear nothing.
Oh man, maybe I can only hear it. I'm gonna have my editor play it so you can hear it. But my nigga, this is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. And I'm just thinking to myself, people are just nasty. Like, people like fucking kids. Like, they really do.
Man, you're making my flesh crawl. I gotta see it.
You gonna see it. It's gonna be up. It's gonna be up on the thing. But Demi Moore needs to be called out for the Me Too movement. Like, they gotta. Why y'all not calling this white bitch out, huh? What's the problem?
But they do that though. I don't know.
You don't know.
That's a thin line with them.
With who?
The
women.
Too famous? Even the men, like, they be kissing their kids in the mouth. They kids be 10, bro. You know they be doing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I be like, I don't know. They be, and in their mind, like, this is a sign of affection. I love endearment.
Endearment. Whatever.
Yeah,
okay. Let's get into some sports talk. First thing I want to go over, Jalen Rose. Did you hear Jalen Rose's comments about the NBA today? Like, the current status of NBA players' mentality about how it's really not about basketball anymore, it's all business. Have you heard any of this?
No, I ain't heard him say it's all business. I ain't heard that.
Hold on, let me.
I heard him talking about the Nets, some of they being not being cool.
Yes, not just that, but hold on, let me see if I can get this to play while we're on here. I might have to.
I can hear that.
In college versus the pros.
I can hear it.
Start getting paid. I hate to admit this. It's really not fun. It's business.
It's never fun.
It's not fun. I had way more fun as a collegiate basketball player than I did as a professional basketball player.
Do you think the Golden State Warriors are having fun?
I do.
Okay, so wait.
Because
wait.
They're winning. So that is. So you think those two go together?
They go
There's
together.
There's no team that's losing that's having fun. I promise you, the Nets, okay, they play right here in Brooklyn.
Not fun.
Those players are not exchanging texts with each other this offseason.
Well, then this is basically about the program that Bill Belichick is running. Because they are.
Yeah. So he literally said no teams that aren't winning are having fun. It's all business. That's a big ass lie.
I mean,
that's a lie.
Yeah, that's just his perspective. He ain't been in every locker room.
He's one of the guys that got pushed out early. So that's probably why he wasn't having fun. This is bitterness. This is bitter. You're bitter, Jalen. You were supposed to be better than you were when you were in the league. And once you got shoved out, you were upset. You were miserable. But I know lots of NBA players, and so do you. Do any of them ever tell you that they're miserable the whole time they play?
No, I only had a few instances where a few players said they was miserable.
Were they on the bench? Like, were they bums?
Like the last year in L.A., and when Q played for the Clippers,
Why did he say he was miserable?
I think they were all miserable, period, because they didn't perform like they were supposed to. Remember they supposed to go. They could have went to the Western Conference Finals.
But you're talking about a moment. You're not talking about like a career. Like he's basically saying this is all business.
That's what I'm saying to you. Like that next year, they started out so bad, and they were so horrible that year. Then shit, they was all. Like, shit, it was different. So they had to break the team up.
I don't think that's the same misery that I'm talking about. I'm talking about, like, someone that's just miserable with the game of basketball because it's a business. Not a we suck.
Oh, this is a fucked up year.
Oh, man, we fucking suck this year. That's different than I'm not enjoying myself as a professional athlete. I do not enjoy. This is misery. This is all business for me. This is no pleasure whatsoever. I do not enjoy the game of basketball. This is just business.
Now, yeah, some guys is like that.
I ain't never met nobody like that. Unless they was sorry as fuck.
Because they want an opportunity.
Yes. That's what I said. They were sorry or they on the bench. Them niggas is miserable because they want the opportunity. And when you're playing, ain't no misery. Even if you losing, you mad because you losing, but you not mad that you in the NBA playing. Who's mad?
Yeah. Oh, no, you ain't mad because you're in the NBA. So you living life. They get paid.
Yeah, win or lose, nigga. You salty, you lost, but them niggas on hoes in the club the next night having a good fucking time.
Hey, Devin Booker them scored 70 and lost.
Exactly. That's why I was like, nah, Jalen, that was you, nigga. That's you. Don't fucking speak for everybody else, because everybody was not like that, my nigga.
They kicking it.
James Hampton, a 17-year-old. I don't know if you've heard about this. Did you hear anything about this kid, James Hampton?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, the EYBL in the Nike tournament.
Yeah. James Hampton, 17-year-old, collapsed and died during a Nike EYBL game on Saturday. His team played that same day, and they said that he would want that. Rest in peace. I don't know all the details of this story, but what freaked me out again is when I heard about another player collapsing. He played for the G League.
Zeke Upshaw.
Yeah, Zeke Upshaw. And his mother has filed a wrongful death lawsuit in the U.S. District Court against the NBA. And apparently, when Zeke crumbled face down on the court in full cardiac arrest, no one tried to give him CPR or attempt to use a defibrillator or anything. There was nothing done to try to help him live. Like, I guess niggas just sat there and watched him die. Like, that's kind of disgusting.
They said he was on the ground for like 4 minutes.
That's crazy.
On the ground 4 minutes before they started doing any kind of, you know, reviving efforts on him.
Oh, my God. Make sure people think that just because you're an athlete that everything is great about you. You're in shape, you're healthy because you run up and down a court or a field or anything like that. Is not true. Everybody should get medical screening done, especially if you're an athlete, because you're putting your body through so much more than an average person. So if your shit ain't right, like, things like this can happen to you. And everybody needs to just be cautious of their health, especially when we don't know what's in our food. So you don't know when your time is coming. At least you could do is try to get a heads up.
Reading this story about the 72-year-old boy, that was bad. Yeah. Just reading it, I was like, this is, oh.
Yeah, that's, yeah, it was pretty sad. What else? Shout out Serena Williams. She won her first Grand Slam match after having her little baby. She's got no ranking, which is kind of funny because it's like, imagine playing unranked Serena and you ranked like lowest. You know, like it's like, damn, she should be up at the top. She's starting low. So, you know, I guess it's a good thing and a bad thing because, you know, she don't know what she's going to feel like playing, you know. But did you see the cat suit?
You know, what kind of, are you serious?
I don't even know why I asked that.
That's thickness. You know you got to watch thickness.
Serena's body is just different. Like, she is a fucking true thoroughbred. Like, she is, when Massa was breeding us, she was what they were after in a female. That's the crossbreeding they wanted. They wanted all the males and females like Serena. She's everything. She's tall. She's strong. She's fast. Like, smart. She just started a new clothing line. It's at Serena on Instagram. If you guys want to follow, I'm a stalker. But she has a new clothing line that she started. Shout out to Serena for that. And I wish her luck.
She wore the cat suit because she was having trouble with blood clots.
Yeah. She has always, I think she's always had those problems. And I think, you know, when you wear the tight.
No, like the baby name. The baby made it worse.
It's another thing. You never know what your body's going to go through when you have a baby. Like me, everybody thought that, you know, when I had my baby, that I was going to be like this cute little skinny little cute little belly, like boop, you know, like I just had gas. Nigga, I look like a silverback gorilla. I was 210. Yes, I was 210 motherfucking pounds. People was coming up to me like, twins? I was like, go fuck yourself. It's only one gorilla in there, okay? It's one. But I was big as fuck. But it took a lot. Like, you got to work hard to get your body back. So she also mentioned that she wore that cat suit for women that struggle getting back to their natural weight after the baby. Like, she's just basically telling them, like, have confidence in yourself and who you are and wear the shit that makes you feel good. And so that's dope.
You're going to get back there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Man, still looking good.
Man, talk about it. You can't even do it. You can't even do it. I'm fucking up my camera. What was I gonna say? NFLPA. Hop on this NFL shit real quick. NFLPA. The players, a bunch of prominent players in the NFL, are basically saying they're not going to pay their NFLPA dues because they feel like the league hasn't been doing a good job of representing for them. The NFLPA hasn't. And I don't know what's taking them so goddamn long. The NFLPA been working for the league and the owners and everything.
Yeah, I know that. You got the owners, then you got the quarterbacks. And then, shit, I don't know how everything is.
The ball to black people.
Shit.
You got the owner, the GM, who's usually white. The owner's usually white and Jewish. The GM usually white and Jewish. The quarterback is usually white and just not for anything that the black people are all about. And then you got the niggas who really make the league what it is, but have no power unless the quarterback backs them up. Pretty much. But these players are also, I don't know if you know this, but these players are also saying that they're not going to play this year. There are a few players that are saying they're not going to play this year if Eric Reed and Kaepernick are not offered opportunities. I can't wait. I want to see who those niggas are. I asked Brent if he was going to be one of them. He said no. He's like, basically, I'm just not passionate enough about it. I was like, respect, because everybody ain't going to do it and can't do it. You know?
I mean, this is what it is when it comes to anything like that. Yeah. I tell people, some people strong enough for it, some people not. Everybody willing to take a bullet or die or whatever it is.
Brian, I'm jumping subjects on you, my bad.
Go ahead.
Colangelo, the Sixers GM.
Colangelo.
the Sixers GM, head of basketball operations. So you heard he got a little Kevin Durant in him. He want to, you know, make 6 or 7 fake Twitter pages. Allegedly, he's denying that he made these fake accounts and has been tweeting very disrespectful things about current players, former players, front office people. Like, just, did you see the tweet where he said to Ben Simmons, shoot a 3, you fucking chicken, or something like that, during the playoffs when Ben was not shooting? You didn't see the tweets?
Oh my God. I didn't see that.
My nigga, he was talking shit about Embiid. He was saying Embiid's not the future. I don't even know why y'all worried about him. He's not the future. We just milking him for what we can get for him right now. My nigga, he flamed everybody.
I just want to know how they find that was the count.
Exactly. And that's what I was asking Brent, because Brent and some other people, they kind of like techie people. Who was that I was asking? Was it Brent? It might have been my homeboy, Bree. I think he was saying something about the IP address of all of the Twitter pages could have been coming from the same computer and the same location. So that's a way that they could be like, nigga, this coming all from your house and your IP. Like, if he has a Twitter account and he has multiple, it'll say, like, this IP address came up with this same computer, too. There's ways to find out if somebody has that fake page or not, if there's an investigation done. And apparently, I think that's how they got him. But he's denying it. He's completely denying it. And I'm like, they wouldn't put this out if they didn't have some proof. It's kind of like how you said Pusha wouldn't put that shit about Drake and the baby if he didn't have some kind of proof.
Man, that is shit.
Why are people so surprised? Why are people so surprised that niggas is bitches? Why?
The niggas is bitchy?
Yeah, that's a bitch move. A bitch would have 7 different accounts shitting on niggas, you know, behind closed doors. Niggas, grown men ain't supposed to be doing this type of shit.
Yeah. And he talking about his own team. That's what shocked me. You saying that he's the one saying and it's about his own team?
Yes. It's kind of confusing, honestly. It's kind of weird. It's just like, what the fuck does this mean? What does this mean? Like, what are you doing? Like, are you? And then it was like, like stuff about locker room issues and all this stuff. Like, these are things that only someone on the inside would know. So he kind of blew his cover probably when he started talking about shit that people on the outside wouldn't know. And that's probably what caused the investigation from the beginning. Like, let's see who this is. And they searched it. Probably saw attached to his Twitter, his same IP address from his other one. That's probably how he got caught.
I'm going to do some research and see. I got to see. And this is really him. That's crazy. That shit crazy.
Oh, yeah. We're going to find out. We're going to find out. And I just want to see what they do to him, because I know for one thing, if they don't fire this nigga, boy, they should throw him into the wolves. Because, you know, a lot of these GMs, they're just recycled. They go from one team, they sit out a year, go to another, get a lower position assistant GM for a couple years, and then they become the GM again. Like, you know, like nothing happened before. That's why I'm waiting for this Dolphins coach that got caught snorting them lines of coke. I'm waiting for him to just pop up on somebody's roster one day randomly. Like,
you know, he's going to get a job.
Yeah.
He's going to get a job.
Mm-hmm. Because he's white. If a nigga did that, boy, you out of here forever. They going to bury your ass. You going straight to hell. Playoffs. Let's get in these playoffs. Let's get a good 15 about the playoffs. So the Cavs are back in the finals. On you fuck niggas. Hi. We back. I think it's interesting and funny that people are now saying, it was an easy route. It was so easy. The Pacers is weak. Toronto's scared of him. And Boston is a bunch of young niggas. But everybody was saying he would not make it this year. They were certain this year. Oh, this is the year, bitch. The strike, the streak is over now. This is the year the motherfucker don't make it. He got a bum-ass squad. And the East is actually doing pretty good this year. And he's still there. What happened?
I told you before it started that we gonna get a chance to watch greatness on another level. Mm-hmm. I told you that because there's no reason not to. No, he ain't got to defer to Kyrie. When every closing moment, he know the ball coming to him is going through him. He's a point guard. He can control the pace of the game. It's just greatness on another level. Man, I can't wait. Like people tell me, man, I can't wait for this series.
I'm nervous. Yeah. I can't even lie. I didn't do like a recap of Game 7, and I just wanted your opinions on what happened. Is this a coaching L or is this a player L, a combination? What happened in Game 7 besides Chris Paul not being there to help Harden with the load?
Well, I mean, they missed a lot of shots. I mean, it's a lot of threes.
When you say a lot, it's really understated.
Yeah.
It's truly, truly understated.
Yeah.
How many fucking shots they missed.
Yeah, they missed a lot of threes, but that's what they do. And the pace of the game is going to be a lot more threes because it's Golden State and Houston. But at the same time, James Harden wasn't playing like he's one of the best players in the NBA.
This was his opportunity to prove that he was the MVP.
Yeah, this was like
even if you lose, you still show well. Like you still
well. He wasn't one of the best players on the floor. Period. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
27 straight three pointers they lost. 27 straight three pointers they missed in Game 7.
And he 27 in a row. He got fouled. It was three different instances. I mean, like, if you really look at it, though, no bullshit. I can honestly say that. They lost by 8, 9 points, whatever. There was three different instances where James Harden fouled shooting three, and he didn't get it. Even he got the N1 on one three, and they waved it off and said that it wasn't a shot. But he still was not being aggressive and going to the hole. He was shooting way too many jumpers. I didn't understand. Eric Gordon getting to the basket at will.
Yeah.
He still
you think up. He was tired? Do you think it had a lot to do with fatigue? Or do you think he just, like I say this to people all the time, playing 82 games is cool. It's one thing. But actually playing someone 7 times in a row, that's different. Niggas can game plan against you. Niggas can see consistencies in what you guys are doing. It's like a every other day type of thing. It's not we play him in November, then we play him again in March. Like, you know, it's a little bit different. And I feel like once niggas know what you on, if you don't have something to back it up, or if you don't have another gear, another level, you're fucked. And I feel like James Harden is a 82 game player. I have not seen anything in the playoffs to make me think that he's got that, what everybody says Kobe has or what Jordan has and what LeBron has. I don't see that in him yet.
I mean, not necessarily with nobody. He just, like, to me, the playoffs ain't for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That just wasn't it. That's why Reggie Miller gets so much love, even though he never really averaged 30 or been a great scorer. Because in the playoffs or a moment of pressure, he rolled.
Yeah.
It's just what it is. With you can tell with these moments that they're kind of too big for James Harden. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, at some point, he got to grow. He gonna have to grow mentally and break the barrier down. Until then, that's what it's gonna be. That he can't close out games. He can't. If you look at every game that they won, that they wasn't supposed to win, or every surprise win or key win, Chris Paul was the dominant one. Like he was closing that game.
And you remember Chris Paul had this same stigma attached to his name that he couldn't get it done in the big moments. He couldn't get out of the second round of the playoffs. And he finally did. And then we did see him rising. But what does he do? Typical Chris Paul fashion, gets injured.
I think that's what it's been for Chris. I don't think it's been with Chris. He can't be in the big. Also, he can't perform big because he plays good in the big games, like as far as performance-wise.
I don't know.
I feel like if your best player is your smallest player, it's going to be hard, period.
Yeah.
That's just what it is. And now with them having pieces like they had in Houston, when they can break down off the dribble and do more, it made his greatness show more. Like I said, that's why I said it's going to be a coming out party.
So they're going to give James Harden this MVP. They're going to give Dwayne Casey Coach of the Year, two people that literally collapsed in the biggest, most important moments of the playoffs. But we're supposed to remember that these awards are for the regular season. Why the fuck do they keep having these award shows in June? Why don't they give these awards out right before the playoffs start, or right during the first round of playoffs, so that these people can celebrate this moment? James Harden going to get the MVP looking like that week? Like, come on. Dwayne Casey's fired. He's unemployed. He about to get the Coach of the Year award? This shit is weird.
They're going to be embarrassed on the stage.
Yeah. Why are they doing this?
Like, Jay Harden going to be standing on stage that look like trying to hand the trophy to LeBron. Like,
and how does anybody still now validate James Harden being the MVP? How? Even with the 82-game series, how are you even validating that? Just because it was in the first place in the West and they had the They had the best record in the NBA. That's it.
They added Chris Paul too.
They added shit. They wasn't the same team. How he was second last year? Wasn't he second runner up or something last year for the MVP? And now he added help, and now he gets the MVP. How?
I told that. You know, I just feel like they're tired. They don't want LeBron to stack too much.
Just give it to the nigga that's the best. Like, if it's him every year, then it's just him. Like, I don't understand. It's stupid.
He going to show the world right now.
Oh, God. I'm nervous. So, game one is very important, in my opinion, for the Cavs. I feel like it's the game to steal. Iguodala is going to be out again. We don't know if Kevin Love is going to be out. Which one of these are going to be a bigger factor for the teams? Is Iguodala being out or Kevin Love being out going to be bigger for each team?
Both of them is like, it goes like 70-70.
Explain that, please.
It's it's 70% great that Iguodala's out because they give LeBron, it makes Golden State have to figure out what they want to do with their LeBron matchup.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. Now that's going to be very difficult. Do you want to risk Klay? Do you want to risk Kevin Durant? Like
Draymond?
How you want to do? Yeah, Draymond.
You want Draymond to get ejected or no?
Yeah. That's, you know what I mean? So 70%, like, that's good for Cleveland. And then the other 70% is good for Cleveland because, shit, Kevin Love can't do shit against athleticism. Yeah. Anybody who played with toughness or physicalness and athleticism, you know, Kevin Love
he struggles.
Up.
Yeah.
No, he bitches up.
His pussy starts bleeding.
Yeah, you know what
I mean. And that's why how come he's still concussed and Tatum took the same blow as him and he played the rest of the game and dunked on LeBron the next game? And you still saying you dizzy? I don't get it. Is this some bitch nigga shit?
I don't know. I like it. Like I said, man, it's a blessing in disguise. Like, it's awesome for me.
They play much better without him. Statistically, yeah, they win more games and score more points and everything without him, which is so weird. But
yes, because we not there. Because Kevin Love is not a great player. Like, he put up empty stats in Minnesota. So people equate that to him being great. But great players win,
he said,
period.
Empty stats.
He did. Empty stats. Nobody cares. You can have 25 points and 15 rebounds. You lose it. You only win in 15 games.
That's sick.
That shit don't mean nothing. That's just them empty stats. We know at the end of the day, he can't post up against Atlanta. He can't put the ball on the dribble.
Can't put the ball on the floor. That nigga's so slow. His feet so slow.
Yeah, so he in the way, so they be trying to get him going. 4-5 possessions. I mean, it's the finals. Every possession key. So we got to drop it down to you. Then you on defense.
You can't guard nobody on the switch. Yeah, it's
nah,
a wrap.
We good. Like,
big-ass Flintstone feet. Jesus.
Yeah. Let's just let LeBron figure it out. Let LeBron figure it out how he figured it out. Let's let his wizardry work. We don't even want to worry about you. Get another elbow in practice.
Klay Thompson said, let me pull this up real quick. Klay Thompson said, and LeBron agreed with him afterwards, but Klay Thompson said, because people are saying that they're tired of the Warriors Cavs every year. And Klay Thompson says, it's not Dubs and Cavs' fault. They have made it 4 straight finals. The rest of the NBA has to get better. And then they asked LeBron what he thought about that, and LeBron agreed, and he said, if you want to see somebody else in the postseason, then you got to beat them. What is your opinion on this being? This is, you know, round 4. You know, the series is 2-1 Golden State. What is your opinion on this being in this era of basketball? This is the two matchups. Like, this is like Lakers Celtics. It's a typical run that happens in every sporting avenue, I think, where there's two dominant teams that kind of end up meeting up the most in a decade. What is your opinion on it?
I mean, that's a dominant player versus a dominant team. That is normal. I like it. Because these times are variables that are different about it.
Yeah.
You know, like there's no Kyrie this time. you know, Iguodala hurt this time. Like, it's some variables there that can, man, work. Everybody kicking Golden State, but I don't know, man. LeBron, he's playing kind of different. I'm interested to see. I know. I said that's a walking 80. Mm-hmm. But Iguodala is key, man.
Very key. He's important, not so much on the offense, but extremely on the defensive side, because he makes every switch possible. Like, when there's any time there's a pick and roll, you're not losing on that switch with him, and he can pretty much match up with anybody.
Gordon had Jordan Bell on skate. Everybody, I was like, so they doing that. Gordon Harden doing that. Imagine what LeBron going to do to him.
Yeah. What was I going to say? This is the fourth time they're going to play. Do you think that, okay, there's a 13 point, my friends are gamblers. Okay. They're trying to tell me to bet on this game because apparently the betting thing says that the Warriors are going to win by 13 game one. And if they don't win by 13, then you get money, right? That's how it goes. I'm not a gambler.
Yeah, you're going against the spread. Yeah.
Yes.
Spread,
so I'm supposed to go against the spread. Yeah. So what happens? So all they have to do is not lose by more than 13, and you will win if you bet on that game, right?
That's correct.
Do you think the Cavs are going to cover that spread?
Listening to LeBron demeanor in the press conference, how he's talking, mm-hmm. and seeing how Houston was doing, mm-hmm. taking advantage of Jordan Bell and Looney and all. And, man, I just really feel like this game one is
the key. You snatch game one because I just feel like I don't know what the Warriors are going to come in like. I know they're cocky. They're favored. There's never been a higher. Like, this is like one of the most disrespectful favors ever in sports history, they're saying, like, just how badly it's looking. Stephen A. Smith is saying they won't win a game. You know, everybody's saying it's a sweep. And I'm just like, why do I believe? Why do I feel like, no, they got to come take it, actually? Like, why isn't anybody else thinking that?
I mean, because if you look how they struggle against Indiana, they struggle against Boston. Mm-hmm. Shit. Tatum averaged 25. Jaylen Brown, this is Steph and Clay and KD.
I just don't feel like it's going to be like an ass whooping like that. I just couldn't imagine LeBron going this far and not putting up a fight. Like, I feel like there were some games in the Celtics series and even one in the Pacers series where I feel like he kind of gave up and was like, you know what, this is an L. I'm going to sit down and just, you know, live to fight another day. I don't think he can have any of those games in this series. I think every single game he has to put maximum effort and attempt to win all of them.
I wouldn't be surprised if he scored 50.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think he's just going to have to go, you know, Super Saiyan again. He's going to have to go Super Saiyan.
I ain't been so more excited about the finals in so long. Like, this is, I want to see if he can play the Giants. I want to see this.
So who do you have winning this series?
I got to go with Cavs, man.
Ooh, I didn't know you were going to say that. I didn't know you were going to say that.
Yeah, man. Because I'm looking at everybody, all the articles, every beat writer, everybody kicked Golden State.
Everybody. Yeah. Are we the crazy ones?
Just how LeBron was acting last year and everything, approaching the game, how he was talking about it. He was talking about it like he knew they lost.
Yeah.
He's
not like that right now.
I don't know, but I just really feel like this Iguodala injury changes things dramatically.
It definitely does. We saw it.
I feel like even if Iguodala comes back, say he come back game two, three, he ain't going to be 100% if he's guarding nobody like LeBron.
Nah, he's going to need to get his sea legs for a little while. And there's a chance. That's a big piece that they're missing. They have other big pieces on offense. Our problem is going to be on defensive side of the ball, obviously. We're a little Jekyll and Hyde on defense, and that's the part of our game that concerns me. Outside of that, We don't average enough points to keep up with them. So that's all these things combined. I'm praying that everyone, like J.R. Smith, wakes up from the dead, wherever he's dead at. I'm praying that, you know, if Kevin Love does return, that we get that amazing dude that hits a bunch of threes and kind of gets out the way. I'm hoping that George Hill and Clarkson bring their A game. Everybody has to play amazing in order for us to win this series. And I just have to believe that LeBron somehow, some way is going to make it happen. Period. They're not the better team. They haven't been the better team for a minute. That's okay.
Yeah, but I really don't think they're going to have to play amazing. I really think LeBron going to dictate the pace of the game. Because he don't, because there's no, I feel like in George Hill plays in slow pace anyway. I feel like that's just how I feel. I don't even know how the score is going to be. Because sometimes the game, it can be ugly, it can be whatever. But I feel like LeBron's going to dictate the pace of the game where it's not going to be no 130 to 1, you know, or, you know, just a crazy high scoring game.
Fast weapons.
Man. That's how I feel like he's going to go. I feel like he's going to post up a little more. I saw that working shot clock, like how Houston was doing.
Mm-hmm.
But they were just rushing three. But LeBron, the main record, they ain't going to just be rushing three.
You ain't from Russia. Well, I cannot wait. I have my championship game tomorrow, so I'm so happy that the game's at 7 o'clock so I can get home and catch the game at 9. Where are you watching the game?
What are you playing?
I'm playing a basketball game. I'm in a men's league, and we are undefeated, and we're playing the championship against this team. Let me tell you something about this team we're playing. First of all, they're starting five.
This might be a church league.
No, it's like a YMCA league. But listen, they're starting five. There's one guy who's, I think he's 6 feet, and the rest are taller. 6'4", 6'5". Yeah. Big motherfuckers.
Bust out there.
Why you gotta be negative, though?
No, are they undefeated, too?
No, we beat them.
What was the score y'all beat them last time?
I think we won by, like, 10, maybe. Because what
yeah, I don't want to sound offensive. These guys are white.
No, niggas. Black. They look like... I'm not kidding. I think they're football players, though, for real. I don't know.
That's a disrespectful, bro. Yeah.
No, dead ass. Our team is full of football players. Our team is full of DBs, like corners and safeties in the NFL. All some of Brent's homies that live here in South Florida. A bunch of mixture of them and then a girl. Couple of homies and then a girl.
Y'all in shape. They are super shape. They running by everybody.
But this team is so big. They are fucking tall as shit. Like, it's crazy. I don't know who the fuck I'm going to guard. Like, because it's just like, my God. But this is the championship tomorrow. It's at 7 o'clock. So I'm hoping to get two wins tomorrow.
Then you're going to miss some of the game, huh?
No, it starts at 9.
Oh, okay. Oh, your time.
My game will be over by 8. It never takes more than an hour. And so I'm going to rush home and watch the game.
I'm going to go over AC crib and watch it, bro.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, no, I watched game 7 over there. He was super hype. He had a LeBron fan for real. They be hype.
I got to have AC on again, on the podcast again. I might have to have him on real soon.
Yeah, you have to, man. That should be dope. I want to hear it.
That's what's up. Well, I'm going to let you go, my nigga. It is after 1. What time is it? Ooh, 1:45 a.m. We real niggas.
No, I always appreciate
we
you,
real
bro.
Niggas. I appreciate you, dog.
100, y'all. All right. Up, my G.
For sure. Peace. Yay, 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 yay. That was Hustle. Y'all know who Hustle is. He's a local. He's always on the podcast, giving us all the scoop. And that is all I have for you guys. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for listening. For those of you that want this video version, it will be on YouTube to maybe not Thursday, maybe Friday morning. I will try to have this on YouTube. The audio version will for sure be out Thursday, which is, you know, kind of like today. And that's it. Make sure you please, if you fuck with me, pass my link around, my nigga, like share it. with your homies that like sports. Share with your friends, your coworkers. Get a bitch out there. You know, help me out. And I'm going to leave you guys with one of my favorite Party Next Door songs. It is called West District. Peace.
I try to play numb to shit like this, but I'm cool cause this isn't love. We all have obsessions. Oh, sometimes. Cause when I'm on the road, I be on the road. I mean, you can hold me down, but I'm out to hold. Running through the city like I know you know. Yeah, my niggas party and the trigger finger function. Silly nigga might lose his life on assumption. Young nigga for the city. Hey, shit pretty, but my bitch and my mama. And who can get the drama? Strippers in the club and my club's half empty.